Better if you fry it up with onions, Bronn put in. Wordlessly, Tyrion limped away. The cold had settled deep in his bones, and his legs were so sore he could scarcely walk. Perhaps his dead mare was the lucky one. He had hours more riding ahead of him, followed by a few mouthfuls of food and a short, cold sleep on hard ground, and then another night of the same, and another, and the gods only knew how it would end. "Damn her," he muttered as he struggled up the road to rejoin his captors, remembering. "Damn her and all the Starks." The memory was still bitter. One moment he'd been ordering supper, and an eye blink later he was facing a room of armed men, with Jeet reaching for his sword, and the fat innkeep shrieking, "No swords not here, please, my lords!" Tyrion wrenched down Jeet's arm hurriedly, before he got them both hacked to pieces. "Where are your cutlasses, Jeet? Our good hostess said no swords. Do as she asks." He forced a smile that must have looked as queasy as it felt. "You're making a sad mistake, Lady Stark. I had no part in any attack on your son. On my honor." "Lannister honor," was all she said. She held up her hands for all the room to see. "His dagger left these scars. The blade he sent to open my son's throat." Tyrion felt the anger all around him. Thick and smoky, fed by the deep cuts in the Stark woman's hands.